is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams, as well as a special guest, Pierre-Marc Bureau, senior researcher at ESET. Hi, gentlemen. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having us.
I wanted to spend some time today talking about Configure and the Configure Working Group, which ESET is a part of, and some of the recent findings that came out from the working group. So maybe as a beginning, Pierre-Marc, could you tell us a little bit about Configure for those listeners who may not know?
Right. So Configure is a malware family that appeared in November 2008. It exploited a vulnerability in Microsoft Windows that was discovered a couple months ago. And it was a very violent threat that propagated fast, infected millions of computers. So it posed a very serious threat, and this is why we decided to organize in the security community to create a group that would fight this threat in all the different ways we could find.
So tell us a little bit about the Configure Working Group. Who's involved with that, and really what the main goal of the group is?
Most of the big players in the security industries are involved in the Configure Working Group. The list is quite long, so I will not go through all the names.
Of course.
And the main purpose of this group is simply to make sure that no harm can be done with this botnet that was created with Configure. Considering that somebody controlling millions of infected hosts could do big damages, either by creating a denial of service and taking down very important websites on the internet, we wanted to make sure that nobody could use this big botnet to do anything bad.
And I guess the recent report from the group is that while the worm itself might have been squashed, if you will, the piece of malware still exists and is on millions of computers, right? Somewhere between 4 and 13 million computers?
Yes, I cannot confirm the exact numbers because counting the number of infected hosts is always a big problem. But
right.
Yes, even this month in ESET's threat report, we see that Configure is still on the top of the charts in terms of infections. It's still one of the most prevalent malware. Us, as a security community, cannot control the different hosts, and if somebody is not running an antivirus or is not patching up its system, we cannot disinfect them or force them to clean their computer. But what we can do is make sure that the infrastructure created by Configure cannot be used to do anything wrong.
You know, I think it's really important to mention that Configure was fairly unique in that most botnets had a single command and controller. That is to say, they went to one website to get instructions. And even with like the StormWorm, where they used peer-to-peer communications so that the different bots could communicate with each other to get instructions, what Configure did was register thousands and thousands and thousands of websites every day to be able to get instructions from, so that the intent was, you can't shut me down. If you shut down one website, I'll go somewhere else. And the Configure Working Group was a massive collection of not just big players, because in terms of size, ESET isn't that big a company, but all important security vendors participated in this group and collaborated with international organizations to make sure that each of those websites that Configure tried to register couldn't be registered by Configure.
Right. No, and it's great to see the industry working together. That's obviously one main way that the good guys are going to stay ahead of the bad guys. I guess in terms of the threat posed by Configure, I know this has been a little bit disagreed within the industry, because some are saying that it really perceived more danger than it turned out to be. What are your guys' opinion on the actual danger of Configure?
Well, it's hard to say. Configure was a big botnet. As I said earlier, it still is, and anyone controlling the Configure botnet actually controls millions of infected hosts, so they can use this for many different purposes. So I think the danger is very big, and when it comes to botnet and malware, it's probably one of the biggest we've seen so far.
I would add that, you know, as Pierre-Marc alluded to, the danger really is in who controls the botnet and what they want to do with it. So if you've got someone that doesn't have any particular malicious intent, it's not so dangerous. But if someone is able to steal that control away, or the owners decide that they want to do some really bad things, then you're talking about millions and millions of computers that can be used to send spam, that can be used to steal passwords, that can be used to host child pornography, that can be used to attack the U.S. and other international government websites. So there's a lot of potential for damage.
Have we seen anything, I guess, to date from the malware writer to what they've done with the machines that they have infected?
I don't think they were ever able to gain control of these machines.
I seem to remember reading at some point that they might have distributed a small amount of fake antivirus software, but it was a pretty minor blip from what I recall.
Right. And I know, you know, obviously it's been discussed that with the level of attention, you know, that might have possibly, you know, either scared off the author, or maybe he's just sitting and waiting for the perfect time. So what are some best practices that our listeners can do to protect themselves from Conficker? Obviously, running antivirus at this point, is that enough to either remove Conficker if they have it, or to stop it?
Oh, wow. Conficker is the poster child for how you get security wrong.
Right.
Conficker would not have spread nearly so quickly if people simply applied patches in a timely manner. Conficker would not have spread so quickly if people disabled auto run in Windows, which with Windows 7, the mechanism has changed now and it's much better. Conficker would not have spread so quickly if people used good passwords. I mean, Conficker only exploited things that we've known were problems for years, and it was because people are not learning the lessons that it was able to spread so quickly. Do you have anything to add to that, Pierre?
Only that I agree with every word you said.
Well, Randy, Pierre, Mark, thank you guys for joining us today and talking to us a little bit more about Conficker and what the working group is doing. Like I said, it's great to see the industry collaborating. And Pierre, Mark, we look forward to having you on the show again to give us updates from the group. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.